This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Goeiemôre Zanti, hoe gaan dit daar?
Goeiemôre Brad, goed en met elkeen van julle.
Ons kan nie kla nie, ons wil net weet hoe ver het jy al gestap vir oggend?
Wat, vir oggend het ek nou nog nie gaan stap, want dit het gereen. So ek gaan graag met julle gesels en dan gaan ek nou, as die son nê, vir ons vanaand groen, dan gaan ek die pad vat.
Oh, a sundown walk. So it's a sundowner's walk.
Either a sunset or a sundown.
That klink
But we will walk and we will pray and we will do it all in faith.
We love that, Zanti. Now, you know, just before you share a story with us, and we're grateful that you're joining us this morning. Now, you are somebody who, you know, I don't know how to say this well, so I'm just going to say what's going on in my head. You're a serious person who's well-connected, and you are a well-trusted voice, and you have achieved many wonderful things by the grace of God in your life, in the past and currently, and you're one of those go-getters, and no one's going to keep you down and hold you back. But what I think is important for people to know, they say, but is Radio K Pulpit, is this fertile ground in which to sow? This question gets asked quite a lot. We want to know where we put our money is in a safe place to invest it into this ministry. So I'm not going to force you to share not what you wanted to share, but I just want to add that in there. If you can just somehow remind people that this we're a legit bunch of people.
Amen. You know what, Brad? I cannot agree with you more. I have been talking on this radio station this year for 12 years. Mm. And I think in the 12 years, I may take two Wednesdays off a year.
True that.
And I do that because God tells me to do that. And listener, if you are listening today, I live by the verse that says that we work unto God and not unto men. So if God doesn't move me, I don't move. If God doesn't tell me to speak, I don't speak. I'm just there at that point in my life. I don't want to do anything that doesn't please him, that is not authorized by him, and that does not carry the fruit that he needs it to carry.
Yeah.
So with that said, God is still telling me to speak on this radio station, and the fruit I've seen over 12 years is immense.
Wow.
So listener, if you think that you shouldn't even have two thoughts about it, please support this radio station. It makes a huge difference. And Radio K Pulpit is not a good idea. It's a God idea. And I've known the people that have sown their own lives into this radio station. Brad, Gilmar, every one of you, all the staff, everyone, work tirelessly because the Lord tells you to do that. Mm. And we've seen what a difference this radio station makes. You know, you don't always see, Brad, the messages I get and the testimonies I get from people. And I know that God's hand is upon your station and that the best years are in front of you and that the influence you will bring and my heart is so with you in empowering the next generation, our young people, the ones that we should invest in, the ones that should rise up and stand for what is right. So, no, you can reach your hand deep into your pockets and know that you are sowing into such fertile soil. And this radio station is making a difference. And they stand and live by faith. Not because I think it, but because I've seen it and I've lived it with them. And it's an honor to be able to help make a difference with all of you at Cape Pulpit. And may the Lord bless this radio station even more with a blessing that adds no sorrow to it, because that's God's blessing.
Yeah.
May God keep you all, protect you, provide more than you could ever think or dream, because that is who God is. And listener, may you know that every cent you donate to the station, you are sowing, and the Lord sees, and he will reward, for that is who our Father is.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was not with
my donkey. I mean, that's an endorsement if ever there was one. So thank you. That was from your heart, Zanti. Thank you. And we know you've got a story to share this morning as well, but thanks for grabbing those moments. That means the world to us. Thank you.
Absolutely. I really want to honor and salute each one of you. And just know, God sees. Mm. Sometimes we feel unseen working in the fields of God, but God sees and He knows. And He honors you from the floor sweeper till the station manager. Mm. He sees everyone and He honors and salutes you. And I just want to tell you that this morning. But my story is very much something that Radio or Cape Pulpit gets right. And I think this is your heart as well. And I think going into this next season, because I really see the Lord taking your station further and broadening the horizon and touching more people. And I just see this big, big, big field with so many seeds in it. And the seeds are still under the ground, so you can't see it. And sometimes we become, just a little bit in despair because we've worked so hard, but we don't see anything. But yeah. I see the seeds in that field, and it's going to come up, and it's going to make a difference. It will change this country, and I speak that over you in Jesus' name. But I want to speak this morning about something that I think we must be aware of, and it's something that Cape Pulpit helps with. And yeah, I just want to place that focus on again. Breen Brown told a story about a village where all the women washed clothes together down by the river. When they all got washing machines, there was a sudden outbreak of depression and no one could figure out why. Hmm. It wasn't the washing machines in and of themselves. It was the absence of spending time doing things together. It was the absence of community. We have gotten so independent. We're fine, we tell ourselves, even when in reality we are depressed and down. We're overwhelmed, we are lonely, and we are hurting. We're fine, we're just too busy right now. We say when days and weeks and months and years go by without connecting with our friends. I'm fine. I'm fine. No, truly, I'm really fine. It's so easy to say that even when we know that it's not true. Mm. We've become so isolated and it's hard to know how to get back. It's so hard to know to even begin to build the kind of relationships our hearts need. And I think in our current culture, it's just not as organic as it once was. It's more work now. Because, you know, we have our own washing machines. We don't depend on each other to do the laundry or cook dinner or raise babies anymore. We don't really depend on each other for much of anything, if we're really being honest. You see, there's a book written, Braving in the Wilderness, and it says that being lonely affects the length of our life expectancy, similar to smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
So we don't say this to scare you, but let you know that the longing for connection is legit. I think we treat friendship like a luxury and not like the necessity it is. We don't want it, but we really need it. Be independent, be proud of it, but be an independent person who realizes the value and the importance of opening the door to other good people. Because we cannot do it alone. We don't have to do it alone. For islands are only fun for so long. There's a true magic when people or a radio station come together, hold hands, and share ideas and stories and struggles next to an endless bowl of salsa. You use your gifts, and I'll use mine. And then we'll invite some other guy or girl over there that brings a completely different set of skills to the table we are building. And together, we will watch something miraculous unfold. You see, that is exactly what Cape Pulpit does, is it creates communities. Your voices make people feel less lonely. The fact that you just read a WhatsApp that someone wrote make someone feel that their voice is heard, that they are important, that they make a difference. Thank you, Cape Pulpit, for the communities you create. for being on the airwaves every day, even when you feel broken, when you feel sad, when you are in despair. You still pitch up, you still show up, and you create something us as humans cannot live without. And what God has intended for us. God is a relational God. He's a God of community. So let's stand together and help equip Cape Pulpit. Let's help you to reach the young people with biblical truth, leadership skills, and help them to share the good news of God. Because young people are more threatened by isolation today than our generation ever was. So I speak over you today that you do what God has told you to do and that He will provide. And if you feel it on your heart today to help, please do, because your contribution will have eternal value. And nothing that we do to help the kingdom of God is ever not seen by God. I leave you with Acts 2 verses 42 to 47 that says, devotion to teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and prayer led to growth and favor in the early church. Community, fellowship, and this radio station is a God idea. And I leave you with that today. Amen and amen.
Wow. What can we say except a thank you? Thanks for your time with us this morning. Thanks for sewing into our program, not only today, but for all the years that you have, Zanti, and for that endorsement this morning. That means the world to us. Now you can go. Now you're going to have an extra spring in your step, knowing you did something so great this morning when you walk a little bit later on today. Amen. Thanks, Zanti.
Bye-bye, Zanti.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.